I have been criminally charged for voicing my deeply held beliefs that are based on classical Christianity.
Finnish lawmaker Dr. Pavi Rossinen, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
If this kind of questioning of free speech is possible in a country like Finland, which has a long roots in Christian culture and values and good reputation regarding free speech internationally, the same could be possible anywhere.
You can watch and listen to Dr. Päivi Räsänen making the case for Christians in the public square from the 2022 Making the Case conference. For a $300 gift by Labor Day, you can access an on-demand video stream or podcast of the entire conference. Order today at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385.
Any good judge would realize that under the logic of Dobbs, which said there's no right to abortion anywhere in the Constitution, and essentially said states can legislate on this now, no good judge could look at the law and say, yes, Congress has the constitutional authority to create a right to abortion.
The danger, of course, is that when we start trying to say, oh, this is God judging so-and-so or judging this activity, we don't get to know that. God doesn't make us privy to his reasons for doing things. But is it absolutely possible that bad things happen because of God's just wrath? Absolutely.
If the Bible is cast off, the church will wither and die, spiritual starvation. And we're seeing a lot of that, especially in the church bodies in North America that flat out reject the Bible as God's word.
Repentance comes along in the work of the Holy Spirit to show us first our own sinfulness and then the love of God for us, which again predated any repentance or any forgiveness or even any awareness of our own sin.
Overweight, middle-aged Arizona hikers dealing with their fourth round of COVID, love issues, etc.
The reaction to the overturn of Roe has been pretty swift. It has been perplexing at times, and some of it completely expected. For instance, blurring the lines between things like a miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy and abortion is now standard fare in those who are mourning the fall of Roe v. Wade. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, July the 15th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about misinformation about miscarriage, ectopic pregnancy, post-Roe. Denise Harley of Alliance Defending Freedom will be our guest. We'll spend some time with Dr. Craig Evans, author of Jesus and His World, The Archaeological Evidence, discussing the discovery of a mosaic depicting Old Testament women Deborah and Jael. We'll talk about the Bible's teachings of two kingdoms and political resistance with Dr. Ryan McPherson of Bethany Lutheran College, and it's This Week in Pop Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. We'll hear from Joel Osteen on Blessing Yourself. Joining us to discuss misinformation about miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy post-Roe, Denise Harley. She's senior counsel and director of the Center for Life with Alliance Defending Freedom, author of a column for The Federalist titled The Viral Halsey Story, is a typical pro-life lie to scare women. Denise, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
What did pop singer Halsey have to say recently about abortion?
So Halsey shared the story of her three miscarriages that she said she experienced before the age of 24. One of those ended up requiring her to have what's called a DNC procedure to complete the miscarriage. This is not uncommon. Sometimes when a woman experiences a miscarriage, the baby does not completely leave her system, and it's tragic and uncomfortable, and it can be dangerous as well, so doctors will make sure that her uterus is empty and that there's no remaining tissue there that could cause an infection or something like that. So that is the procedure that Halsey underwent. She called it an abortion, although it is not. It led to just sort of viral misinformation about the big distinction between ending the life of a baby and miscarriage, which is a very sad and very different thing.
So how did she confuse the two? How did she misunderstand the procedure that saved her life?
So a DNC procedure is an actual surgical procedure. It can be used for different things. It's often used in abortions where the baby is living and healthy and moving around, and a doctor goes in, sucks out the baby and then scrapes the inside of the uterus. It can also be used in a miscarriage when, as we said, the baby tragically has already passed, but there may be some things in there that the doctor still needs to remove the baby and make sure the uterus is empty. So but that's quite different because the abortion has the sole purpose of directly and intentionally killing the baby in the womb, whereas obviously where the baby has already died, it's a completely different thing. But she called it an abortion. She said it was necessary to save her life. It seems like intentional misinformation that has led to all kinds of outrage.
Has the overturn of Roe made this procedure, D&C, illegal in places where abortion is outlawed?
Well, it's illegal if it's being used to perform an abortion, but the procedure itself, when part of the normal gynecological health care, is completely permissible so not long as you're not using it to end the life of a human being. If you're using it where the baby has already passed away and you're helping the mother improve her health and safety, it's not prohibited at all because it's not an abortion. A D&C itself is not an abortion unless it's actually being used to perform an abortion.
What is an ectopic pregnancy and how is it treated?
An ectopic pregnancy is where the baby has implanted outside the uterus. This is another source of great confusion and I think intentional misinformation since the overturning of Roe. When that happens, there's no way that that pregnancy is viable. It's impossible for, unfortunately, that baby to grow fully and be born because it is in a dangerous location that does not allow room for it. It also jeopardizes the woman's life. In almost every single instance, the pregnant mother is at great risk of a rupture. So for an ectopic pregnancy, the treatment is to remove the fertilized embryo, usually sometimes grown to a fetus at that point, to make sure that the mother's life is not endangered. That also is not an abortion. In fact, Planned Parenthood's own website says treatment for an ectopic pregnancy is not an abortion. And the reason is very similar to why treatment for a miscarriage is an abortion. That is, the goal is not to end the life of the unborn child in the womb. The goal there is to save the life of the mother and to treat the mom. And unfortunately, the procedure for doing that in that instance requires removing the baby. But that child had no chance of life anyway, because an ectopic pregnancy cannot produce a healthy living child.
Has the overturn of Roe affected a physician's ability to treat ectopic pregnancy any place in the United States?
Not at all. And what we're hearing from abortion doctors, I heard it Tuesday in Congress when I was testifying alongside one, is that this claim that abortionists are afraid to treat women who have ectopic pregnancies because they think they might get in trouble for performing an abortion. The laws are clear. Treatment for an ectopic pregnancy is not an abortion. Planned Parenthood knows it. Abortionists know it. So if they are declining to treat women in a life-threatening situation, then those abortionists and other doctors are putting women at risk simply to make what is a political statement. That's an intentional source of misinformation. Women are completely protected. They can get full treatment for ectopic pregnancies in every single state in our country. They can get care for a miscarriage in every single state in our country under any circumstance. Neither of those are abortions, and neither of those are affected by abortion law.
Why are abortion advocates fear-mongering about perfectly legal medical procedures and women's health?
I believe it's because they know their extreme position is actually very unpopular among most Americans. So what we hear is these deceitful hypotheticals about very rare occasions that are actually not even abortions. But what they want as a solution to that is abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason whatsoever. And so these examples that are untruthful in the first place are actually just kind of a cover, because the truth is, a poll came out about this last week, a Harvard poll, nearly 90% of Americans oppose abortion in the third trimester, let alone up to birth. That's what the regime was under Roe, and that's what the regime still is in places like California and New York. And that is the abortion regime that the abortion advocates want. So instead of talking about that, because that is horrific and offensive to most Americans. They are trying to come up with red herrings that would garner sympathy and opposition to life-threatening laws. But I think when Americans know the truth and hear the real information, they will understand that life is worthy of protecting and that abortion on demand really has no place in a civilized society.
Denise Harley is senior counsel and director of the Center for Life with Alliance Defending Freedom. She's author of a column for The Federalist titled, "The Viral Halsey Story is a Typical Pro-Abortion Lie to Scare Women." You can read it and find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Denise, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Dr. Craig Evans joins us after the break. We're going to discuss the discovery of a mosaic in a synagogue depicting Old Testament women Deborah and Jael. I hope, just by looking at some of these points, we recognize the pressure on us to be silent, but also the cost. Dr. Albert Moeller, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, making the case against Christian silence at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That I am fairly certain that I will one day die. If the Lord returns before I die, then to God be the glory. But I expect that one day I will die. I want to die talking.
You can watch and listen to Dr. Moeller's teaching and all of the presentations from this year's conference for a tax-deductible donation of $300 by Labor Day. It's available via on-demand video streaming or podcast. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We desire for all Christian children, including those with learning or behavior challenges, to receive a strong education in the faith. At simplyclassical.com, you will find reading, penmanship, and copybook exercises based on the truth, wisdom, and comfort of God's Word. We include Aesop's Fables and classic children's literature, math and science, all from Memoria Press. Use promo code LPR22 at simplyclassical.com.
Truth, freedom, and vocation are the pillars of a Concordia University Chicago education. Through them, we form our students for lives of influence and service for the common good. This is the education American society needs right now. I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for truth, freedom, and vocation to become the pillars of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.